It is a PWD Friday morning, and the Backpipe Brothers in with me. We've talked a little NBA trade deadline. I'll look to Giddens and ask, what buffet are we going to next?
We're going to the buffet that seems to be endless and full of options. It's the college football transfer portal.
I was fixing to say, if you were going somewhere with soccer, you were doing it on your own.
Well, I'll get to that in a bit.
Oh, no, we're not.
But first, we're going to look at this current two-week window that we're in the midst of. That is the new loan portal window for all of college football. And boy, is it active. As of the time of us talking to each other right now, what I'm seeing on three is that 2,555 college football players have entered the transfer portal. Let me say that again. 2,555 players.
That's almost as many calories as he eats in a meal.
Almost.
I think I saw something where it said you could fill out like 36 FBS football rosters with the amount of players in the portal.
It's ridiculous. It's ridiculous. I mean, I think you're permitted 105 scholarship athletes.
All right.
So you just do the math from there. All
right. With 105, I would like to know how many schools right now have kept 75.
I'm sure there's a few, but I bet the majority have lost 30 plus.
Yeah, I'm with you.
I know Auburn has.
we're like losing 75 and keeping 30.
You know, at one point when the portal initially opened, Iowa State only had 16 players on their roster when the portal opened.
All right.
So let's do the math right quick. 105. That's their scholarship limit. That's how many scholarship players they had. They were down to 16.
That's so 94, isn't it?
That's 89, isn't it?
Yeah, 89. My math, yeah.
89 of their players entered the portal.
Where is this?
Iowa State. Most of them are heading to Penn State to follow Matt Campbell.
Who wants to shuck corn anyway? I mean, come on. Why are you staying there?
Not any Nebraska players either. They've had plenty enter the portal. Okay. So, all right. We have to fix this. I mean, Damon Williams.
It's
just
easy.
Okay, what's your solution?
It's easy. Okay. Who is governing this?
Nobody.
The NCAA, supposedly.
Okay, all right. Then the NCAA has to go out and get somebody like I'm just going to throw this out there because they promoted it on game day. You got to get you a commissioner. Okay.
We do. We have one.
No. And that's a league commissioner. I'm talking about you got to have an NCAA commissioner that's willing to say, we're going to do this and you're going to abide by it or you're not going to play. And that person probably, as bad as I hate to say it, needs to be Nick Saban. Okay? But here's the deal. Easy way to fix this. In your college playing career, okay, you transfer one time. You get one transfer in your college career as an athlete, okay? If you transfer more than one time, you can, and you can play, but you don't get any NIL.
Oh, I don't know if they could enforce that.
No. Oh, yes, you can. Yes, you can. You can enforce it, and you can govern it, okay? But my thing is, if you make it all across the board, you transfer one time. If you transfer twice, playing days are done. If you enter a draft, whether you get drafted or whether you do not, when you enter the draft, your college playing days are done. You cannot go play on the practice squad for the New Orleans Saints and come back and play for Michigan State. I'm just using that as an example. That you're not a college athlete anymore. You're a professional athlete.
Which college football isn't really dealing with that issue right now. College basketball is.
I'm saying this for all sports.
Yeah.
I'm not just saying this for college football. I'm saying this, you can transfer one time. Now listen, and John Calipari, I've never been a huge fan, but he said this and I agree with him. If you go to a school, let's just say now at Arkansas, he goes and gets the number one player in high school basketball to commit and come to Arkansas. Okay, he gets to Arkansas. He doesn't really like the campus. He's a long way from home. He's not getting a whole lot of money, even though, and he doesn't like the system. He's made a mistake. he should be allowed to transfer and go where he wants to go, okay, if he's not happy. One time. You got players right now, and I'm going to ask both of you this because both of you have received a college degree, okay? If you've transferred four times in 5 years, do you honestly think that person is graduating? They're not even going to class.
I mean, it's going to be tough for your credits to transfer over every time.
Or if you're TJ Finley and have seven colleges in 7 years.
Do you honestly think that if you transfer after every football season that you're going to class, much less graduating? That's the part I'm talking about. They get this money, this NIL money, and when they came to college, and I'm saying this for all people, most of them, most kids that go to college are not spoiled. They need money. Okay, that's all they're concerned about. Well, when they get that money and they transfer four or five times, it's gone. And then they have no degree, no playing career in the pros, whether it be football, basketball, baseball, whatever the case may be, and they're walking the streets poor again.
Yeah. I
don't mean to interrupt you, but I'm gonna finish my point. I think it's great to pay kids to play, okay? I do. There needs to be a cap. But the transfer portal is what has messed up college athletics. It's not the paying. Players have been being paid for eons. If you don't believe it, I was there. Okay? I get it. Maybe illegally, but they've been being paid. Maybe not this amount. But it's the transfer portal that's got everything screwed up.
Yeah, I mean, I agree. I don't think NIL is the problem. I think you've got to figure out a way to use NIL to curtail the transfer portal issues. And that brings me to what I was originally going to tell you is my idea for fixing the transfer portal. Coaches can't just bounce around willy-nilly from year to year coaching whatever team they want to and no penalty to them or the university that they're at or the one that wants to take them. You can't just fire a coach for nothing. There's this thing called a buyout. Why can we not implement a buyout into the structure of the NIL deals for these players?
Totally agree.
If you're going to go in the transfer portal and another school wants you, that school has to pay the other school the buyout.
Amen.
To get that player.
That's my idea. That's my idea.
It's the simplest thing that we do for coaches across the board, but we don't do it for these players. That's all you have to institute. If Damon Williams signs a contract at Washington for $4 million, and then he decides a week later, I want to go to LSU because they're offering me $6 million. Okay, LSU, you can get Damon Williams, but you're going to have to pay Washington a large sum of money to get them so that they have a replacement in the portal they can go find with that money.
All right, I'm going to get Bauman's opinion, and then I'm going to tell you something that you and I were talking about yesterday. Go ahead, Bauer.
I was going to agree with Giddens and say you have to pay the other team if you're going to get their player out of the portal or get them off their roster. But then you also have to have one time you can enter the portal with no penalty. And if you enter it again, unless your coach leaves or something major happens, then you have to sit out a year.
Okay.
Just like it was back in the day.
Yeah, I think we need to go back to sitting out if you transfer a second time. I'm like Bauman. I'm good with that, and I'm good with yours. It's funny. You and I made a comment to you, I think it was yesterday. I said, would you take Bryce Underwood at Auburn right now? And you said, he's not leaving Michigan, but, you know, it would make a little competition. Didn't we talk about
that?
Yeah. I saw a report last night where he's going to LSU for $20
million. LSU's just trying to buy every quarterback.
Listen,
there is.
And let me tell you, I don't know that that's true. It could just been something that flashed across social media. But let me say this, though. $20 million.
$20 million is absurd for a quarterback that didn't throw for double-digit touchdowns this season.
Okay, but I'm going to ask you. All of a sudden now, we're getting into the Nick Saban conversation at the Miami Dolphins. All of a sudden now, you've got a quarterback that's going to make more money than your head coach.
Yeah, no way.
Isn't that a little out of proportion to you guys? I mean, really?
Of course, if any quarterback in the country might deserve that, it's Lane Kiffin's old quarterback. Give Trinidad Chambliss more money than Lane Kiffin's making Trinidad Chambliss looks better now that his head coach is gone.
Here's my question, too. Where is all this money coming from? It is not raised through the college.
There's a million different sources. I mean,
That's what I'm asking.
Texas Tech is oil money. I mean,
who are they? Where are they? And here's my next question. Okay, you oil people. All right. Why is that any different from the 1970s when somebody that owned an oil rig down in the Gulf of Mexico came up to their quarterback after a Saturday game where he had four touchdowns and shook his hand and gave him an envelope with $20,000 in it? What's the difference?
The difference is
it was illegal.
Some Northwestern players decided that the way things had been going weren't right and they wanted to fix it. That's the difference.
I get it. But that was illegal then. It's not illegal now. So now you got to have rules for what is legal.
Mm-hmm. We're just in the Wild Wild West portion. Absolutely. They haven't gotten any. It's too soon from. And the way passing laws works, it takes far too long to, you know, make steps towards getting things to a more happy medium that we all want. It's just a republic process that's going to take forever.
And real quickly. I'll ask Bauman this too. You remember back to Auburn this last year before Hugh Freeze was fired. Alston quit the team because he wanted to be redshirted. Freeze didn't have a problem with redshirting him. What was the issue? You got to pay that NIL money back from this year that you've already received.
Yeah.
Nobody wants to talk about that. Where'd that money go? You can't get it for a year that you didn't actually play. I mean, I'm like you. There needs to be a penalty, and Bauman said it right. You need to pay that money back, or if you transfer, the school that you're transferring to has to pick up the tab of the money that you've been owed from the other school you're leaving.
I mean, it's got to be the most difficult time practically ever in the history of collegiate athletics to be a coach right now and run a program, because you got to deal with all this external stuff outside of actually game planning and strategizing for game to game that you don't really want to deal with. That's not why you got into this profession.
All right, real quickly, and we got to move on. I'm going to say this, and I know I hadn't let Bauman talk a lot on this, but years ago back in the 70s, the NCAA would put people on probation, and it was kind of a pick-and-choose type thing with evidence, okay? Well, now that paying players is legal, there's evidence. You know what the amount is. I mean, it's not covered up. So now you got to have governing guidelines, and the NCAA either needs to step up to the plate and get them a commissioner, whether it's Nick Saban or whoever it may be, and this needs to be governed, or nobody is going to keep watching collegiate sports the way it is, and then what's going to happen when nobody watches it? All these people with the money, they're going to go by the wayside.
I mean, I agree that it's on a downward trend in terms of optics, but in terms of viewership, it's actually going up. So the what scares me is the money making decisions here. Those people aren't looking at how it feels as a fan and saying this is bad. They're just looking at their numbers and saying it's good for business. So we don't really care.
That's exactly right. Case in point. You may say viewership is up. Viewership is up because look at what happened when Oregon and them had to go to the Orange Bowl and play. How many people were in the stands?
It was not good.
All right.
I mean, Dan Lanning himself after that game said that game should have been in Lubbock.